This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Representative Lauren Boebert was among several elected officials, mainly Republicans, who received suspicious white powder in the mail recently. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. The FBI is investigating the series of suspicious letters a bureau spokesperson has confirmed with CPR News, including if the powder was dangerous. Lawmakers in Tennessee, Kansas, and Montana were also sent the suspicious letters. According to Montana Public Radio, letters sent to four lawmakers in that state tested negative to dangerous substances on Monday. Boebert's office has not responded for comment. Warm and windy conditions continue to cause fire concerns in western Colorado. A red flag warning is in effect through tomorrow night. National Weather Service meteorologist David Bargenbrook says the area will continue to see warm temperatures.
A little better chance that some showers and storms may bring some rain on Friday, but again, most of those will be pretty hit and miss over there in western Colorado. So unfortunately, widespread soaking rain not expected for the western part of the state.
Meanwhile, a heat advisory is in effect until 7 p.m. Wednesday for the Pueblo County and southeastern region. RTD has adopted new rules that formally ban loitering, harassment, and other unwanted behaviors on trains and buses and in its stations. RTD's police and security teams are now also allowed to suspend chronic offenders more easily. The transit agency is trying to make its trains and its buses feel safer and attract more commuters. This is CPR News. Lows along the Front Range tonight will be in the upper 60s, and same goes for the Western Slope.